Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, it is my great joy to be here touching you, perhaps you touching me through our thoughts, our convictions. And so what I would like to discuss tonight is mission. Mission is something that is important to everyone. And I feel like since I do many Akashic readings and Lord Metatron soul healings, it's something that comes up so many times, because what it appears to me is that if someone is really on mission, doing what they know they're supposed to be doing, there is a bliss. There is a happiness, a contentment. And if you seem to be confused about mission, am I in the right place, doing the right thing? There seems to be some form of discomfort, dissatisfaction, not being and feeling quite on the mark. And so what I have found is that following the mission of your soul, and what can we say is the mission of your soul other than the agreement that you as the ego had before you came into this lifetime? If you're not following that, as I said, there is discomfort in your life, and maybe even more. You might even find challenges. So how do we find out what the mission of the soul is? Well, if you know how to meditate and you know how to connect with your higher self, you can find it out that way, because the higher self is connected to all of those incarnations that you have ever had and all of the information that you have gathered. That's one way. Though I find for many people, it is difficult to find the connection between yourself and the high self. I know a lot of people try, but unless the heart center is completely open, you're not really going to be able to bring the high self down into the physical. And this love center, what that actually is, comprising of the heart chakra, and the heart mind. It is a center that is so connected, and once you are connected to that, you actually see the threefold flame. And if you haven't seen the threefold flame, it is so remarkable to see it burning inside of your chest. The colors are a cayenne blue, a pink, and sort of like a yellow gold. And if that is open, you see this. Why don't you take a moment right now and go within and see if it's there? And it's so easy to go within. I've discussed this before. You simply think of perhaps the heart beating or the breath moving in and out of the body. And because consciousness follows a thought, and in that consciousness there is awareness, you feel the subtle shift, you're inside of your body. It is just that simple. And so pay attention to that. Look there. See the threefold flame. And if you do, you might feel that consciousness over top of your crown chakra. And if you're feeling this consciousness, connect with it first and see if you feel the emotions of love and protection and comfort. And if you do, you can then invite the high self into your heart and speak to it, and it speaks to you. And you can learn firsthand at what your mission is. It is so remarkable. It is so remarkable So, how does the soul actually set up a mission with you? And why does it do this? When I read Akashic Records or I work with Lord Metatron Soul Healings, I actually am transported to that moment that we are questioning. And I have seen the souls corrected, created by Source. I have seen the creation table, the colors, the sounds, the emotion, the particles of Source as they came forth to create that soul, to bring it forth from nothingness. But why was that soul created? Well, Source thought about the creation. There was a long time of contemplation, of looking at the possibilities within the void and coming together with a plan that I like to call the Tree of Life. And so in that Tree of Life, for instance, when there came a moment when healers would be necessary to complete the plan, Source would call forth the souls with primarily green colors as the most basic of colors, the color of healing. And that was implanted into the soul upon its creation. And it's not that it is a compulsion, but it is an inclination, because God gave all of the souls choice, free will, but there is that inclination, that desire to be healing, to be the healer, if we're going to discuss healers. And so if you don't take up the role of a healer in some aspect, then there is this sense of incompleteness. So what we're trying to do is bring forth this concept of what is implanted in the soul by desire that maybe you haven't realized, maybe you have strayed from. And so we'll talk about some different ways that you can find that again. Of course, you can work with an energy worker, and the energy worker will actually take you to that moment either of the soul creation. It is quite remarkable to literally see your soul created, that moment when there was nothingness, and that moment when you opened your eyes to the brightness of your Creator and understood who you were and your relationship to the Creator, or take you to that moment when you stood in front of the board, when you discussed this mission, and when you described to the board how you would implement the mission in this particular lifetime. And it is so important now, because whether you believe it or not, this is the laying down of the energy. This is the bringing in of the moments of a new golden age. It's hard to figure that out, that this is the beginning of a new golden age, when you see countries warring with one another, when you see what looks like the financial fabric falling apart and new ideas coming in, and those who disagree with what is being pronounced. And so the world seems to be in turmoil. People out of work. Sort of like the world is stopping and unraveling. What's happening to civilization? How can that possibly be a golden age? And it is for that very reason that this is happening, that it is God coming forth and saying, let us examine this. Let us see what serves us, and let us see what does not serve us, and what does not, let it fall away. And this is what's happening in the world today, because what does not serve us as a society, as a human being, as a soul that was created by a maker, it is going to be brought forth and examined and will fall apart, that which does not serve. That is what I like to think of as chaos. Since there are no new energies, so to speak, energy was created, and the old is being rearranged to bring in a new. That is what chaos is. It is not that things are falling apart. It is that it's being arranged, and that is what's happening now. Energy is being arranged. What was supported in the past is not being supported, and that was control and domination. This has been the history in this world, as the dark has had so much sway and interference with the light. And that is where the change is coming. That is where the dividing line is, because we are going to be moving out of chaos. We are going to be situated in a point where there is nothing but a movement towards something new, a truly new change that will be our golden age. And it is why it is so important now to understand mission, to be in the place where you can actually do what you came to do. Imagine that. All of these lifetimes where the dark has overpowered the light, where you have come in the past to bring forth your mission, and you couldn't. You were thwarted. And now is that moment in the climb of the human race, back up to remembering who you are. We came into this dimension, and we agreed that we would allow the memories to be cut. There was something in that game, and I say game, my friends, because it was. And what that game was, at least one of them, is, if you couldn't remember, if you had no connection with the past, would you somehow awaken and know who you were, who you are, and your relationship to God, and would you remember your love of God and God's love for you? That is what this game is, here in this dimension at least. And so we are all being called forward to remember, to awaken, to allow yourself to go within and actually speak to your Creator. And this starts by opening up the heart center. And over the eons of time, the dark has worked on closing that heart center, because the dark understood that if the heart center was closed, we would be closed to our Creator in a very real sense. In the very real sense of understanding, to be able to converse with that Creator. I've done this before, my friends, but I'm being prompted to do this again because there are new people who are listening to this program tonight. And if your heart center is open, you can do this so easily. I am telling you, my friends, it is so easy. Put your hand over your solar plexus. Feel the power of who you are. Put your consciousness and awareness there. Feel the power. Feel it. This is you. This is your power. And from the solar plexus, see this line. It's a thread of light. Just follow it upward until you get to the crown. And I will wait there for a moment so you find your way there. And if you meditate, for sure, you will see the petals in the crown. It is so beautiful. They are airy, moving. There is a movement in the crown when you become aware of it. And I hope that all of you who hear my voice has their heart center open so they can actually see and feel the petals move in the crown. Your receiving center from your Creator. It is so beautiful. And if you're all there is a thread, this white thread. It's light. It goes upward, upward, upward. Just follow it. Put your consciousness there. Just follow it up, 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 up. And if you do, and your heart center is open, you will find yourself at the feet of Source, your Creator. Some see this as light. You might even see Father, Mother, God sitting there. It might appear to be a landing platform. For many, the first time that you go there, it is just this very bright light. And that's okay, because the more times you do this, the more times you find your way there, there will be other information that you will receive. You will hear their words. Hopefully, your heart center is open wide enough that you can actually hear your Creator not only speak to you, but to send to you that great emotion of love. Father God sits in front of Mother God. Mother God sits a little towards the back, to Father God's right. It's quite remarkable to see this, and it is quite remarkable to hear what they have to say, and it is quite remarkable to feel their love. And then when you tell them your feelings, and they send to you their love and give you an answer, come back down to the solar plexus. This complete protocol, because there's more to it than this, is found at the website www.metatronminutes.com under protocol. My friends, if you would work with this every day, I am telling you, it will open up a whole new rich vista of knowledge, because what it will do is open up what you've been looking for, home. It will be opening up that doorway to home. Yes, I know you're here, but how wonderful it is to be able to go back home for a few minutes and visit. And if you are having problems finding your heart center and actually doing this, call me. Call me anyway if you have found that light at the end of that thread. Call me and tell me what it was like. It is so exciting. It is so exciting to be able to hear your Creator speak to you. It is so exciting to feel their love and you be able to exchange that love with them. So give me a call here. Let me know your experience. Let me know if you're struggling to do this, and we'll see if we can help you connect. And if you did connect, call and tell us what it was like so the others who are listening know that it is possible for them to do it. It's just a case of practicing. One of the reasons why it's hard to sometimes do these spiritual exercises, as I said, the heart center has been closed. And it is because, as I mentioned, the dark understood that you're here without your memory, and if the heart center was closed, you would not be able to connect with your Creator. And that all you could do is follow texts. And I'm not saying that the texts that are there are wrong. You know, we're talking about prophecy, the Bible, historical documents and teachings. I'm not saying that it's wrong. What I'm saying is it's so much better to find out firsthand what it is like to be connected to the Creator. Call me. It's just too important not to be doing this, not to understand, not to find your true mission, not to be content in the awareness that you are on your path, because this time is so important. All of the lifetimes that you have come to Earth and participated in have been leading up to this moment. And it might be difficult to understand this because the world seems to be in turmoil at the moment. And you see, unless you have your bearings and you understand what this moment is, it's easy to feel disoriented. Let's talk about that a little bit, because these are sad times for some. Maybe a lot. Because there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of confusion out there. You hear it in the news, on television, on every side, you hear the uncertainty. God speaks to you. I'm not talking about intuition here. Some might say God speaks to us through events in our life, and He does. And some might say God speaks to you through intuition, and He does. And some might say He speaks to you through the written word of the Bible, and He does. But He also speaks to you firsthand. He also speaks to you in words that you hear. He speaks to you through that energy He sends into your heart. Do we have a caller?
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan. What can we do for you?
Well, I've tried this connection with God often, and I don't visualize anything, and I don't really, I can feel my energy at the solar plexus, and I can feel the petals at the top of my head, but after that, I don't get anything at all. I don't see anything. I never have visualized anything.
Kind of discouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been at this a long time, so.
Yeah, it's discouraging. What is so fascinating is that you see the petals on top of your head, and so there is an awareness.
I don't see
there.
Them, I feel them.
Yeah, you feel them. And so you mm-hmm. should be feeling Source also, and you're wondering why. Why aren't you? Well, I can see what is before me, and there is an element of trust there that you haven't crossed, and it is because of a past life event. It's a past life when you were defeated, in a sense, and in your dying moments in that lifetime, you said you didn't believe there is no God. And so you were carrying that as stuck energy in the subtle body. So, let's see if we can clear that.
Okay.
When you probably are able to go inside of the body. Now, just think of either the heart beating or the breath going in and out. Which one do you relate to the most?
Oh, the heart beating, probably.
Okay. Just feel your heart beating. And you see, when we become aware of a place in our body, it opens up doors for us because our consciousness is there. And as our consciousness builds there, it opens up an awareness. And so if you think of a heart beating, you actually have your awareness there. And it's a very subtle shift. But you feel yourself inside of your body. The first time, you might not notice it, but the more that you do this, you feel that subtle shift. And if you're thinking of the heart beating, you're in the body. And being there, you can see into the body. Just trust that you can do that. I'm holding the space for you. Just trust. You can see it. And around the physical body is the subtle bodies or the light body. And just intend, that's all you got to do, it's so simple, just intend that what you see is the emotional body next to the physical body. Just intend. You will either see it or sense it, or you will in some way be aware that you are there. And so what's happening when you intend to do that? You see it?
Can kind of see it. I mean, it's like my imagination.
Okay. No, it's not your imagination. You see, the right side of your brain is where you're getting spiritual information, and your soul is prompting you. And when you start examining it, you're in the left side of the brain, and you're judging it. That's where the trust is. So just stay on the right side of the brain. Don't question it. When you say you sort of see it, you do. It's not your imagination. It's just your brain saying, oh, I don't know what this, what is this? And so they start evaluating it. That's all that's happening. So trust that what you are seeing, you are with it. Now, if you we're talking here about that moment in that lifetime. There's other ways of viewing past lifetimes, but it's hard for me to do that on the radio. I do this on telephone calls with people. I can actually take them to that past lifetime. But here on the radio, what we're going to do with is the stuck energy that is in that emotional body, and we'll work with that because what I'm seeing is that's what is holding you back. So in that emotional body, you'll probably, if you just stay with it, you'll see little flecks of darkness. It's like some people see it as little black dots. Some people see it as floating blotches that are gray. All this is stuck energy from the past. Can you sense this?
Kind of.
That's okay. Kind of is enough because you're just doing this. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. So just intend. This is all it takes, is intention to roll that up in a big ball. All of those dark blotches that pertains to this past lifetime, just intend to roll it up. And the strange thing about it is you will feel it, that it's rolled up as in a ball. Might feel heavy. Have you gotten to that point?
Yes.
Now, we can do one of two things. We can call down the light and turn this over to the light to have it transmute it, or we can call in one of the spiritual masters to take it from you and transmute it. What do you want to do?
Spiritual master, please.
I thought you were going to say that because I see Yeshua standing there. Yeshua has come to assist you. So just turn that ball, that heavy, dark ball, over to Yeshua, and he will take it from you. Let me know when that has done.
Done.
Yeah. He has taken it. He has taken it, and he will transmute it. Now tell me how you feel. You feel
lighter.
Yeah, lighter. You do. That's exactly how you feel. You feel lighter when you do that. Now, see what happened. This was an ancient time. I see you're on a battlefield. And it is a biblical period. And you had a spear in your hand. You were one of the Israelites. And so there were certain promises that the Israelites had, and there you were. You died in battle, and so you didn't believe the promises. You actually cursed your belief system. You cursed your leaders. And this is not something that's unusual. It happens because we're human and human flesh. And so what I want you to do is I want you just to intend to forgive yourself in that moment. You don't have to say it out loud. Just forgive yourself. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Are you willing to forgive all of those who were involved in the battle? The other side?
Yes.
And your side? Yes, yes. Are you willing to forgive God?
Yes.
Yes. Now tell me how you feel in doing that.
There's more space or something in my subtle body.
Yeah, it's like it's a relief, isn't it?
Yes.
You've laid down that burden, and you've been carrying that burden. And you see, that was the pattern. That was the beginning pattern for where you are now. And so what's being shown to me is that there were other lifetimes. You see, like attracts like, and when a person sets up a pattern in one of their past lifetimes, other events come to them. It's being attracted. That's similar. And so there were other events like that where you had fought in an army, fought either to protect the people in some fashion, because, see, there was a lot of warring in the past. And you were one of those warriors that were called forth all the time to protect people, to follow their God, to live in peace. And the dark came and there was constant warring. And so you were involved in a lot of other of these kinds of battles. And so we can do sort of like what I like to call an omnibus clearing of all of this past. And so just intend that in all of those lifetimes, you forgive yourself, you forgive others, you forgive what you thought was God's doing, and just be at peace. You'll feel, just intend to do that. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Just intend and just see all of that those dark blotches just fall away. Doesn't it feel good?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I'm checking to see if you're ready. If they want me to have you focus on the heart center. You know how I was talking earlier? Just see the heart beating. Go within. You're there. And you can just look down upon your heart, and I want you to tell me if you see the threefold flame. It might seem little right at the moment because you haven't worked with this before. Might be just a tiny flame, but there's colors the cayenne.
Yeah.
The pink. You see it?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Because I think what we can do now is if you see that, see, you've opened the heart center. Just follow those colors up to the crown. See the petals? Can you see the petals up at the crown?
Kind of.
Maybe you need more power, more of your power. So go put your hand down on the solar plexus. I want you to feel this because I want you to go up to source this time because we don't have a lot of time here on the show. We're not rushing you. I'm giving you the time. And I'm with you. I'm holding the space. Put your hand over the solar plexus. Feel your power. Do you feel it?
Yes.
Yes. Just follow that thread up to the crown and tell me when you're there.
There.
Good. Keep going upwards. Allow your guardian angel to increase your vibrations and increase your vibrations until, follow the thread until you're up at that area where your creator resides. Let me know if you're there.
Okay, yeah.
What are you seeing?
I'm not seeing anything, but I
what are you feeling?
I feel light and very high.
Yes. You're at the very beginning of starting to work with Source, and what you are seeing is Source's light. Now, from your heart, tell Source what you feel. Do you love Source? If you do, tell your God that you love them. You don't have to say it out loud. Just communicate. And let me know if you get your answer.
Yes.
God gave you your answer?
Well, he said, I heard, I love you.
And I gather that you told your creator that you love them too?
Yes.
Yes. You might want to tell your creator that you will be back again and communicate with them. And what did Father tell you? What did Father tell you?
Okay.
Now come on back to the solar plexus, and as you come down, just intend that that line be straight, because the line is supposed to be straight. And when you get down to the solar plexus, let me know.
Okay.
Now,
here.
Good. What we demonstrated here is very important to you. And it's important to everyone who is listening on this radio show. And I'm hoping that you will develop this and do it more in the future, because each time you do it, Jan, you get stronger. It's like working a muscle, you know? And it becomes, if you make a habit of it, I am telling you just this one thing, to be led by your creator, to be able to share. You see, your creator wants you really to share with them all the things that you are going through. Imagine when you're disappointed, to be able to go to the creator and hear from the creator its wisdom to help explain to you why you are going through this and what the lesson is and how to resolve it. You can do that. And so I'm hoping, yeah?
Exciting.
I can't, it is exciting. And I'm hoping, yeah, work with this. I am telling you, it will make a big difference in your life.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too, Jan. Now,
bye-bye.
Bye. This sort of demonstrates somewhat the work that we do with the Lord Metatron Soul Healings. I actually work with people with Lord Metatron, and we go to these events in our lives. We change things because what we are laboring under now is things that have happened in the past. I know it's hard to understand this. The website, again, is www.metatronminutes.com. And you might say, well, why should I be laboring from the past? Well, you see, the subtle body that we talked about is really part of spirit, because it's not the hard particles that we understand as our hands and our feet and so forth. And in the world of spirit, there is no time and space. And so those moments in the past, especially when you were transitioning from life to and you're in the death process, that also is part of spirit. It is not in the realm of the hard physical particles that we are experiencing. And so that is in the world of spirit, and our subtle bodies is in the world of spirit, and they are carried forth. In other words, this moment, we are given the ability to clear all of these things from the past, because those past moments are standing in the way. They are our challenge today. And it is, if the heart center is closed, it becomes very difficult to move beyond that. And you see, this is one way that we can get clarity on who we are. And if you open up the heart center and you start speaking to your creator, I am telling you, it will open up your life in such a way that it is hard to imagine it. To have that gift, to have that ability, and the more times you work with it, the stronger it becomes, and the more you learn about your journey, to be able to see in the past, to be able to see why you were created. Because as we worked with the last caller, she had been a warrior many times, protecting her people. And when you have an idea as to how and why you were called into spiritual form, what mission your soul was given, it helps you really to understand why you're here today and what it's all about. And as I remember so many of my past lifetimes, as I go there and as I work with this and do clearing, I have become very clear about who I am, where I came from, what I'm doing here, and what I must do now. And I am telling you, to have that kind of clarity in your life opens doorways that you cannot imagine the glory that is behind those doorways, because it helps you to walk through all of the challenges that have ever been presented in front of you. And my friends, I don't have to tell you this. You know it. We have so many challenges today. And it can tire you. It can fatigue you. You get weary from it. And if you have challenges and you don't know who you are and where you've come from and what you've got to do, you can get to a certain feeling of desperation. And I know this because I've been there. I knew I was here to do something, and when I didn't know what it was very confusing. And so opening up is is like a flower that opens up, and you see the brilliance of who you are, and you see the brilliance of who your Creator is, and you know your place in the world. And there is such peace in that. Such peace. And so as we walked through this, and we showed you how this was done, call in. Let me know if you were successful, or let me know if you were not successful. I've written articles about past lifetimes and about mission, and I've had people say to me, what nonsense, we don't have past lifetimes, because we've been trained otherwise. We've been trained otherwise. The dark tried to stamp that out. But I tell you, my friends, it's very important to remember who we were in the past. And I'm going to have a show, and maybe next week, talk about how to remember past lifetimes. I've done articles on that too, because our soul prompts us, brings little events, little triggers into our life to help us to remember, but we miss them because we have a belief system that, well, I'm not saying everybody, but many people have a belief system that we didn't have past lifetimes. We come into this lifetime once, we die, and that's it. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. We have roamed this planet through every historical moment. You know, we have these reenactors. People dress up, you know. They might be reenacting the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, or the Roman Wars. And you've seen them. They're fun to watch. They dress very accurately in the dress of the day. I mean, even to the point of using the glasses that people would have worn at the time. Everything in their camps have to be exactly the way they were during that war. And they have such passion about what they do, how they relive the battles, how they relive the life. So tell me, do you really think that those people didn't have a lifetime then? Do you think that's just a passing fancy? I would like to propose that those people that do those reenactments, they did it once in life during those times. They are remembering. They might read an article. They might see a TV show. And it is this passion that comes into them to rework that again, to relive that again. And maybe it comes about to clear some of those tragic moments, or perhaps relive the victories that they did accomplish in that moment. And so if you have those urges, if you're interested in a particular point of history and you're just fascinated, it could be Egyptian, Greek, American, European. Sit with that for a moment. What is it about that that has attracted you so? And if you just sit with an open mind and you think about it, it's just fascinating what comes forth, because the soul is whispering to you. And what it is saying is, wake up. This is the time to be aware. This is the moment. Because there's really something special that must be done. And we are quickly coming to the moment of 2012. That's what you're being prompted to wake up to. So go to the website at www.the2012countdown.com. And of course, 2012 is 2012. It's not written out. Go there, www.the2012countdown.com. Go and read. It's a large website. You'll be fascinated. Start reading some of the things there. And see if there is a pull. See if there is something there that grabs your imagination. Sign up for our news that we continuously put out, Richard Presser and myself, so that you can be alerted to changes and new developments. The Masters give us information on the eclipses. This energy, we are at a point, I am telling you, my friends, the new energies that are coming in is completely changing the cosmos, and it is completely changing our lives. And we are being taught how to use these new energies. We're being taught how to use these new energies to materialize, to bring in our prosperity, to arrange our lives, to be the masters of our lives. That's what all this is about, my friends, mastery. We're not going to have to cower at the power of the corporations or other powerful organizations in the world. This is the time when we are going to be able to reclaim our mastery. And to reclaim our mastery, it is important to know who we are and to clear the debris that is in the subtle bodies. So, check out the two websites. You might be interested in the Lord Metatron reading, soul healing. If you're not, at least read some of the newsletters. And until next Sunday, my friends, I hold you in my love. And I will be here again, and we will chat some more and exchange ideas. Until then, this is Carolyn Evers, my friends, and I will talk to you then. Goodbye for now.